USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. The White House says coronavirus vaccine distributions are increasing from 14.5 to 15.2 million doses per week.
States are also receiving 2.8 million of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week, so they are receiving a total of 18 million doses.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki cheering the partnership between Merck and Johnson & Johnson to distribute J&J's new vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A man convicted of killing at least seven women was found dead in his cell.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of seven murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide. His only cellmate, Jason Boudreau, was found standing next to the body and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole for a first-degree murder charge in Riverside, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Finance Committee is set to vote Wednesday on the nomination of Javier Becerra for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's a definite no. He says opposition to Becerra among Republicans is growing and a full Senate vote on Becerra is going to be close. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the White House was shocked at the violence taking place inside the Capitol on January 6th.
It was disbelief, shock, somber, sad, horrified by the violence, and it was a very hard, difficult day in the White House.
McEnany telling Fox News she expected the rally that day to support former President Trump would go just like the dozens she had attended before, peacefully. As we prepare for March Madness, news is out regarding the location of a tournament.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says President Biden's nomination for budget director has been withdrawn.
I just found out about it late yesterday, but evidently the White House has pulled her nomination because it didn't have enough support to get passed.
Grassley making those comments on an Iowa radio station. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.